I do want to express disappointment regarding one decision and one vote taken this morning on an amendment that I had put forward on behalf of Sinn Féin. And that specific amendment was saying that we needed to include in the report the need for a 100% redress scheme. And as I said, that was put forward from Sinn Féin through the left group. Unfortunately, that was voted down. I think what could have been a comprehensive victory for the people of Donegal, Mayo and Sligo, who are impacted by the defective block scandal, has been severely missed. And I know the campaigners are now asking councillors and TDs, and indeed reaching out to ourselves as MEPs, looking for clarification exactly on how political groups voted on this specific amendment on the 100% redress scheme and having it included in the report. So I'm going to take the opportunity to call on Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael representatives to outline how their respective groups, the EPP and Renew, voted about this amendment at this morning's petitions committee meeting. Because like I said, is families deserve justice, and we in Sinn Féin have supported that campaign for 100% redress. That is why we wanted this included in the report. Instead, the report now states that the enhanced effective concrete blocks grant scheme is a very ambitious and comprehensive plan. And we know that's not the case. The thing that we need is a 100% redress scheme. That opportunity was missed, and Irish political representatives need to explain how their European political parties voted this morning.